Europe got it first, but after a few months waiting, the United States got our first taste of Black Sabbath's masterpiece Paranoid when it was released on this date, January 7th, 1971. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Their self-titled debut was released just 6 months earlier, and it was up to vocalist Ozzy Osbourne, guitarist Tony Iommi, bassist Geezer Butler, and drummer Bill Ward to prove they were more than just a fluke. But even though they were new to fame, they knew better than to mess with a successful formula. They kept the same producer, and they were allowed to spend more time in the studio. The entire first record was recorded in just 24 hours, but they further expanded their songwriting into the occult. And standouts on the album included the epic opening track War Pigs, which began life titled Walpurgis, but instead of a song about satanic ritual, it became a criticism of the Vietnam War. Iron Man, on the surface, a dark fantasy song, but it had a deeper message about the apocalypse. And the title track, which never actually contains the word paranoid, is vague since it was put together in an impromptu session. The band didn't have enough material to complete the album, and after 25 minutes it was in the can and would give birth to one of the greatest and most imitated guitar riffs ever. The album would quickly hit number one in the UK, and a few months later it would be released in the United States, with the delay being because the first album was still on the charts. Since that time, it's been certified 4 times platinum and would be not just the album that defined heavy metal, but the standard by which all others were judged. Black Sabbath broke through on this date, January 7th, 1971, when they released Paranoid, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.